Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Turning the page to 1 Chronicles chapter 3, we realize we're now tracing the royal bloodline, especially from verse 10 and following. It is, in fact, a table of contents for the rest of the Chronicles. It's more than a play on words to say that, in what follows, we might better describe these folks not as the royals, R-O-Y-A-L-S, but as the royals, R-O-I-L-S. Because from here on, as the dictionary defines the word, everything is, quote, moving in a turbulent or disturbing manner. Verses 1 to 9 list David's children. First group geographically, with those born while David, quote, reigned 7 years and 6 months at Hebron, and those born while he ruled, quote, in Jerusalem, 33 years, verse 4. They are also recorded matrilineally, associated with David's many wives. The second part of the chapter, verses 10 to 16, lists the chain of Judah's kings from Solomon to Zedekiah, similar to the genealogy in Matthew 1, verses 7 to 11. Now, between verses 16 and 17, there is an invisible break. As Matthew explains the subdivision, quote, from David until the captivity in Babylon are 14 generations, and from the captivity in Babylon until the Christ are 14 generations. Matthew 1, 17. Notice that the word all is inserted before the first group. All the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations, but not in the other two groupings. There are gaps. Sometimes grandfathers are listed as fathers. Pedaiah is Zerubbabel's father. Shealtiel is his grandfather. 1 Chronicles 3, 17 to 19. David here is the seventh. Chapter 2, verse 15, but the eighth in 1 Samuel 16, verses 10 and 11. Evidently, David had a nephew older than he who could precede him in the inheritance. We shall soon meet these characters again, and the next time it will be as part of the great drama of the ages.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.